Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Warlock Wednesdays here on anotherpodcast.com. That's right, it is time for another show. This show is going to be slightly different. I am still going to do your comic book releases, your box office, and your entertainment news, but I'm feeling a little shocked this week. And so this podcast is going to be a little different. I need to take a break, but I need to do something for you guys, for those of you who keep listening. For those of you who know me, and for those of you who've been listening for a while now, you know that I've been podcasting for just over 5 years, and you know the reason I got into podcasting was because of inspiration from Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman, both of whom do the podcast Hollywood Babylon. That's where it started to click for me. Then James provided the opportunity. I'd been thinking about it for a while. I didn't know what to do. James provided the opportunity, and you know, it took a little bit of work and a little bit of dedication. I've missed two shows since I started podcasting for this particular podcast, for the Warlock Wednesday Warlock Hour, and I have done very well, I think. Maybe my listenership isn't where, you know, some people's are. I would love to have more listeners. Who wouldn't? I am just so happy that I've been able to bring to you this podcast. And the reason for that, as I said, is because of Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman. Well, just this past weekend, on Sunday evening, Kevin Smith was rushed to the hospital, and it was found out afterwards, he thought it was food poisoning. This is from his own live video that he's done since. He thought it was food poisoning, but it turns out he suffered a major, massive heart attack. Now, he's still alive. I want to come out and say that right now. For those of you who pay attention, you probably know this already. He is still alive. He's recovering. He's doing quite well, considering. But he's a hero of mine. And he is somebody I look up to. He is somebody that inspired me. And at this time, I'm going to try to get through reading his first post that he made when it happened. The other one is audio, so I can't really do that one. But here is what he had to say after it happened. I was trying to do a killer stand-up special this evening. This is Sunday evening, by the way. This evening, but I might have gone too far. After the first show, I felt kind of nauseous. I threw up a little, but it didn't seem to help. Then I started sweating buckets and my chest felt heavy. Turns out, I had a massive heart attack. The doctor who saved my life at the Glendale Hospital told me I had 100% blockage of my LAD artery, also known as the Widowmaker, because when it goes, you're a goner. If I hadn't canceled the second show to go to the hospital, the doc said I would have died tonight. For now, I'm still above ground, but this is what I've learned about myself during this crisis. Death was always the thing I was most terrified of in life. When the time came, I never imagined I'd ever be able to die with dignity. I assumed I'd die screaming like my dad, who lost his life to a massive heart attack. But even as they cut into my groin to slip a stent into the lethal Widowmaker, I was filled with a sense of calm. I've had a great life. Loved by parents who raised me to become the individual I am. I've had a weird, wonderful career in all sorts of media, amazing friends, the best wife in the world, and an incredible daughter who made me a dad. But as I stared into the infinite, I realized I was relatively content. Yes, I'd miss life as it moved on without me, and I was bummed we weren't going to get to make Jay and Silent Bob reboot before I shuffled loose the mortal coil. But generally speaking, I was okay with the end. If this was going to be it, I've gotten to do so many cool things and have had so many adventures. How could I be shitty about finally paying the tab? But but the good folks at the Glendale Hospital had other plans and the expertise to mend me. Total strangers saved my life tonight, as well as my friends Jordan Monsanto and Emily Dawn, who called the ambulance. This is all part of my mythology now, and I'm sure I'll be facing some lifestyle changes. Maybe it's time to go vegan. But the point of this post is to tell you that I faced my greatest fear tonight, and it wasn't as bad as I always imagined it'd be. I don't want my life to end, but if it ends, I can't complain. It was such a gift. Kevin Smith. Now, as I mentioned, he posted an audio Tuesday as I'm recording this. It's today, but it'll be yesterday when the podcast goes live. And he was just telling everybody that he's doing well, and he reiterated some of the things he said in his post there. I know he's not gone and he's still here, but when somebody is such an inspiration in your life, it does hit you in certain ways. And while I don't know him, people will say, well, why do you get emotional about this? Well, when you look up to somebody who totally changes your life, who asks you, who makes you face certain things, it's tough. And I appreciate everything that he's done for this stupid boy sitting here doing a podcast. He's inspired me. He's done movies that, while some will always say are terrible, I've enjoyed everything that he's tried to put forth. And he lived by a mantra. He wrote about it in his book. And it's ask yourself why not instead of why. When you want to do something, why not do it? Take the chance. Take the risk. Sometimes in life, you've got to follow your dreams. And sometimes you just got to ask yourself, why not? Now, he's always been like that. And maybe he hasn't made the greatest of career choices as far as outside people looking in. But you know what? He has done what he wanted to do. And he's done it with the passion and the desire that he's wanted to do it with. He's a wonderful human being. And I am so glad that he's still part of this world. Look, he's not old enough to be my father, but he's that sort of inspirational person to me that he really... It will be worse when he passes, I'll tell you that now, because I've been wondering what to do. I've been struggling with so many different little tiny worries, and they don't mean anything. And I just hope that him and his family are doing well. And I wish him all the best on his recovery. And I hope that he gets back out there when he's physically able to continue doing what he loves to do, and that's podcasting and making movies and directing, you know, some shows. I mean, he's gotten really big into that recently. Thank you, Kevin Smith. I don't think you'll ever hear this, but thank you for being who you are to the world, to me. And get well soon, sir. You are an amazing man. And I thank you for doing what you do. And I'm glad you will continue to do that. So, from a little podcaster, born in Canada, living in Ireland, thank you, Kevin Smith. It's time now for the comic book releases brought to you on the Warlock Hour by Dublin City Comic and Collectibles, located at 46 Bolton Street in the heart of Dublin. Get all your comic book needs and all your collectible needs as well. Check them out. They're at 46 Bolton Street in the heart of Dublin. Dublin City Comics and Collectibles, bringing you your comic book releases. All right, back with your comic book releases. Took a little bit of a break there. As you can tell, I got a little bit emotional. But let's get to your comic book releases. Let's start first by telling you when these comics come out. These comics are released on the last day of February, February 28th, 2018. DC Action Comics number 998, Booster Shot Part 6. Escape from Planet Zod. Superman and Booster Gold must escape to travel back to the present, where the life of the captured Sam Lane hangs in the balance. Batgirl number 20. As the temperature drops even lower, Batgirl feels the pressure to find the maniac behind the worst blizzard that Gotham has seen in years. All signs point to the city's latest villain turned hero, the Penguin. Could his efforts to help a front... Could his efforts to help be a front for a greater crime in the making? What does his brilliant yet corrupt son, Black Sun, have to do with it? Find out in the thrilling conclusion to our wintry tale. Detective Comics number 975, The Trial of Batwoman. In a 30-page anniversary story, Batwoman faces scrutiny from Batman and Red Robin, but stands up for her actions. Will Batman allow her to continue bearing his symbol after everything she has done? Flash number 41, Perfect Storm Part 3. The Flash has lost what he prizes most of all and must call in an old ally to protect Central City, while he sets out to get it back, Wally West. But with a new Flash protecting his city, will Barry be willing to cross lines he's never crossed before? Hellblazer number 19, The Good Old Days, Part 1. John is back home in London, but he's not happy about it. A crime wave caused by young, aggressive gangsters interrupted his pursuit of Detective Chief Inspector Margaret Ames. When she started acting strangely and refused to come to him for help, but going to her local priest could be the last mistake she'll ever make. Justice League of America, number 25, New Life and Death, Part 1, written by Steve Orlando, with art by Miguel Mendonca and Dexter Vines. Batman has returned following the Queen of Fables saga, proud of how the team has grown, but there's one more mission he needs to complete. Along with Black Canary, he travels to the world of Angor, home of the extremists, to help rebuild the world without the influence of the mad dictator Lord Havoc. But when he learns what's happening, will Lord Havoc punish Canary and Batman for their actions? Suicide Squad, number 36, Hacked, Part 2. As Harley, Deadshot, and Killer Croc race to save themselves from Hack's plan to destroy her former team, a new patriotic hero threatens to usurp the squad's missions as the Wall emerges as America's newest and most deadly hero. Really? The Wall? I'm guessing it's Amanda Waller, but the Wall... Anyways, finally from DC this week, Wonder Woman number 41, Amazon's Attacked, Part 1. The gods separated Themyscira from the world for a good reason. It serves as the prison for the god of war, and the most powerful army ever created stands guard around him. So what happens when the greatest evil in the universe decides he wants the army for himself? Let's switch to Marvel now. First up, all-new Wolverine number 31. Gabby makes a shocking discovery about the past and turns to the only person she can trust to help her, Deadpool. Will Deadpool help with Gabby's mission of vengeance, or will he only make matters worse? And why is Jonathan, the actual Wolverine, joining the team? Avengers number 682, No Surrender, Part 8. One Avenger will gamble everything to save thousands, and the odds aren't in his favor. The Challenger reveals his ace in the hole, and Jarvis awakens from a mysterious coma long enough to cry four chilling words. It's all a lie. Captain Marvel number 129, Dark Origins, Part 5. Carol Danvers unites the Zetas in a last-ditch effort to stop Dr. Eve's plan. But will her plan strand her in this alternate reality? Also, Bean's shocking secret revealed. Despicable Deadpool number 295, Bucket List Part 4. Wade continues checking off his bucket list. Deadpool continues to wrap up his remaining business, you know, just in case. This time, Madcap is back to ruin his life. Then, is Deadpool really going to kill Apocalypse? That's his next target, sort of. Invincible Iron Man number 597, The Search for Tony Stark Part 5. Ironheart rises, Doom falls, and Tony Stark emerges from the shadows. Jessica Jones, number 17, The Return of Purple Man, Part 5. The Purple Man has Luke Cage. Peter Parker, The Spectacular Spider-Man, number 300, Most Wanted, Part 4. An oversized anniversary epic told the only way your preeminent pals in the Spidey office know how, in the mighty Marvel manner. For weeks, the Tinkerer has been launching a campaign against his do-gooder brother, the Mason, and Spidey's nearly met his maker more than once trying to stop their sibling rivalry. With a little help from a tech-heavy team of Marvel heroes, Spider-Man takes the fight directly to Tinkerer. But Tinkerer's got tech of his own, and it's out of this world. Spider-Man Deadpool number 28, Area 14, Part 2. A leopard won't change its spots, and the chameleon won't change how he changes into other people and steals weapons. This is Spidey and Deadpool's last chance to stop him, and Deadpool's last chance to steal his stash out from under him, before something is unleashed that will haunt our heroes for years to come. And finally from Marvel this week, X-Men Blue, number 22. Poison X, Part 4. The X-Men have given themselves a power boost in the form of alien symbiotes, but their new powers have made them the targets of the symbiote consuming poisons. Alright, let's switch to our Alternative Studios now. First up, from Boom Studios. I meant Alternative Comics, but I was reading the next line. From Boom Studios, Jim Henson's Labyrinth Coronation, number one of a 12-part miniseries. Not a 12. Wow. Tongue not working. Brain not connecting to tongue. Anyway, Simon Spurrier and Daniel Bayliss present a magical look into the world of Jim Henson's Labyrinth. Before Sarah braved the Labyrinth to save her brother, another young woman sought to save a young boy named Jareth from the clutches of the Goblin King. The untold story of the Goblin King and the history of Jim Henson's Labyrinth. He wasn't always the Goblin King. Lumberjanes, number 47. After the new friend Emmy goes missing in search of a jackalope, it's up to the Lumberjane scouts to track her down and help get her back home to her herd. From Dark Horse Comics, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Season 11, Giles, number 1 of a 4-part miniseries. From Joss Whedon and Erica Alexander comes a series that returns Buffy's Rupert Giles to high school. But this time, as a grown man living in a teenage body, Giles will be a student instead of a teacher. At an inner-city L.A. area school, when a mystical influence is detected and teachers start to go missing, Giles enrolls to investigate. What he finds is more than vampires and demons. Something unusual and frightening is happening here. If Giles can get through one day as a student, he'll have a chance to find out who, what, and where, but high school is still hell, y'all. From IDW Publishing, G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero, number 249, Dawn of the Arishakage, Part 4. Dawn Moreno's journey into her own mind and that of the original Snake Eyes continues as past and present collide like the violent clash of two deadly swords. What does the future hold for the haunted Ninja Girl and G.I. Joe? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 79, Invasion of the Triceratons, Part 4 of the 5-part series. The war between the Earth Protection Force and the Triceratons reaches a fever pitch as the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles plead with Splinter to spare an uneasy ally's life. From Image Comics, Saga number 49, the multiple Eisner Award-winning series returns with a spacefaring adventure about fake news and genuine terror. Get ready for the most shocking, most impactful chapters of Saga yet. Spawn number 283. Spawn stops in Syria to help an ex-military friend defend his town from the ravages of war. Can Spawn save an entire village from destruction? Can Spawn save the one person who can offer peace? Or... From Zenoscope Entertainment, Grim Fairy Tales, number 12. Sky's search for Jasmine has brought her to New Orleans and to the doorstep of the evil Order of Tarot, which has plagued her ever since she became the new Guardian.
As she uncovers Taro's secret plots, she realizes that it's more far-reaching and deadly than even Shang suspects. Unfortunately for her, Taro doesn't plan to let her survive long enough to bring the information back to him. Grim Fairy Tales presents Grim Tales of Terror, number 13 of the 13-part series. Life is a precious commodity, and one that would not be spent frivolously. So when a man's wife takes ill and suffers the horrible fate of death, her miraculous recovery should be one of joy. But nothing is ever as it seems in the realms of tales of terror, and sometimes the greatest gifts should be looked at with the highest of skepticisms. That is your comic book releases for the week of February the 28th, 2018. All right, folks, we're going to do things a little differently. As I said, this has been a tough week, few days anyways for me, and we're going to get into the next segment starting now.
It's time now for the entertainment news here on the Warlock.com on 808podcast.com.
So we always take a look at the box office reports when we do this, the entertainment news. So we're going to take a look at both the North American and the Irish box office. So let's start first, of course, with the North American. And surprise, surprise, number one movie once again was Black Panther. $111 million in its second week of release. And obviously, if it's bringing in that much, there's not going to be much left around for the next few. So number two on the list was Game Night. New movie on the list, $17 million. Peter Rabbit came in at number 3 with $12 million. Annihilation, the second new movie in the top 10, comes in at 4th with $11 million. 50 Shades Freed was 5th with $7.1 million. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, $5.6 million. The 1517 to Paris comes in at number 7 with $3.5 million. Greatest Showman hanging in the top 10 at number 8 with $3.4 million. Every Day, a new movie on the list, the third one in the top 10, $3 million. And rounding out the top 10 was Early Man at $1.7 million. Last week we had two limited release movies, Half Magic and Beast of Burden. And as I scroll down, neither of them made our top 95. So neither of the limited releases. Taking a look at the Irish box office now, Black Panther was also number one here in Ireland, bringing in €418,000. Lady Bird opened with an impressive €296,000. In its second week of release, I guess, for Lady Bird. I, Tonya brought in €105,000. Greatest Showman still in the top five here in Ireland at €101,000. And 50 Shades Freed rounds out the top five in Ireland with €92,000. So those are your top five in Ireland. Let's take a look now at what is coming out this week. Two movies only in North America. No limited releases, just two movies, wide release. First one is Death Wish, starring Bruce Willis, Vincent D'Onofrio, Elizabeth Shue, Camilla Maroney, Dean Norris, and Kimberly Elise. Dr. Paul Kersey is a surgeon who only sees the aftermath of Chicago violence when it is rushed into his ER, until his wife and college-age daughter are viciously attacked in their suburban home. With the police overloaded with crimes, Paul, burning for revenge, hunts his family's assailants to deliver justice. As the anonymous slayings of criminals grabs the media's attention, the city wonders if this deadly vigilante is a guardian angel or a grim reaper. Fury and fate collide in the intense action thriller and remake, Death Wish. I added the remake part. Also opening in North America and Ireland, actually, is the movie Red Sparrow, starring Jennifer Lawrence, Joel Edgerton, Matthias Schoenaerts, Charlotte Rampling, Mary Louise Parker, and Jeremy Irons. Dominika Egorova is many things: a devoted daughter determined to protect her mother at all costs, a prima ballerina whose ferocity has pushed her body and mind to the absolute limit, a master of seductive and manipulative combat, When she suffers a career-ending injury, Dominika and her mother are facing a bleak and uncertain future. That is why she finds herself manipulated into becoming the newest recruit for Sparrow School, a secret intelligence service that trains exceptionally young people like her to use their bodies and minds as weapons. After enduring the perverse and sadistic training process, she emerges as the most dangerous Sparrow the program has ever produced. Dominika must now reconcile the person she was with. Dominika must now reconcile the person she was with the power she now commands. With her own life and everyone she cares about at risk, including an American CIA agent who tries to convince her he's the only person she can trust. If this sounds like Black Widow, you are correct, sir. And madam. So that movie opens in both North America and Ireland. We have one other movie opening in Ireland this weekend. It is a movie that opened in North America last week. It is Game Night, starring Rachel McAdams, Jason Bateman, and Michael Cyril Crichton. A group of friends who meet regularly for game nights find themselves trying to solve a real murder mystery, though they think it's just all part of the game. That is it for your movie releases this week, and I will do some news. I'm not going to do it like I regularly do, just because, as I said, this has been a tough one for me this week. So we're just going to run through some of them very quickly. There's been some casting news in the world of entertainment. Martin Sheen, Haley Joel Osment, Pablo Schreiber, and Katie Asselton have all been added to the Edward James Olmos film, The Devil Has a Name. Now, I believe I mentioned that last week. So let's move on to this week's news. I was trying to find out where this week's news began, and that wasn't it. Here we go. So, I'm just going to state out some of the news that jumped out to me this week. All right, Joss Whedon, he is no longer directing Batgirl. He said he couldn't find the story that worked. I think there's other underlying issues going on here, but basically it sounds like they want a female director for Batgirl because it worked so well with Wonder Woman. And just because they're saying that doesn't mean they're going to get a good one. I think that it's great, and I hope they do get a good one, but Warner Brothers just seems to always make the wrong moves. What else did we find out this week? Gerard Butler, who's going to be doing a third Has Fallen movie. We already had London Has Fallen, and the first one was White House Has Fallen, or Olympus Has Fallen, which was the White House one. London Has Fallen, which was the second one. We now have Angel Has Fallen coming out, and Tim Blake Nelson has been added to that cast. We have got our first casting for the Charmed reboot. Sarah Jeffrey is joining that new show, which I'm still not sure about. She's going to play the youngest sister in the in the original Charmed, all the sisters started with the word P. In this one, it looks like they're all going to start with the word M. Madison, Mel, and Macy. So they're doing that to try and change things up. What else do I got here for you? As I said, I'm just going through these very quickly. Punisher Season 2 for Netflix has added three new actors. We're getting Josh Stewart, Floriana Lima, and Georgia Wingham. Now, you might recognize Floriana Lima. She was recently Maggie in the Supergirl TV series. And, of course, she has left that series. Well, maybe not left, but she's no longer a recurring theme on there. And I guess the last bit of news that I'm going to tell you about this week is that Captain Marvel has added Gemma Chan as Kree villain Minerva. Minerva is one of the named Kree characters, which we weren't sure if they were going to have too many named ones just because of rights, but with all indications that Disney is still acquiring Fox, maybe things are moving along behind the scenes a lot faster than we thought. Now, she's going to take on the Kree, the role of Kree spy and geneticist Minerva, as I mentioned, and She's going to be taking on a human alias as well. So we're going to hopefully see her in both forms. Dr. Minerva and Minerva. Now, I know they sound exactly the same, but Minerva is M-I-N-N hyphen E-R-V-A. That's her Cree name. Dr. Minerva, it's just all put together. So Minerva and Minerva. That's how to say. And Gemma Chan, she was in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them recently. She's also from the show Humans, and she's brilliant on that show, so I'm looking forward to what she can bring to this in Captain Marvel. I was going to say Captain America, but it's Captain Marvel. And, yeah, I think that's just about it. Let me just take a quick look around the news scope here and see if anything big pops out. Doesn't look like it. I guess for those of you who watched the show Animal Kingdom, that series has added Dennis Leary to its recurring, possibly regular cast as well. So definitely recurring at the moment. Excuse me, pardon me. And yeah, so that is it. I know it's a little bit loosey-goosey for the news this week, but as I mentioned, it has been a bit of a rough one. So we got into about a 30-minute podcast, which has been the norm of late. So I apologize if the emotional stuff at the beginning turned you off. I hope it didn't. I hope you're still listening. And we'll be back to a regular, hopefully regular podcast next week. All right. Thanks for listening, folks. Stay safe. Have fun. I'm out.